All right, up next is a man who is a stranger to hair straighteners. I'm obsessed with hair. Who on his first stand-up gig had to escape through the tradesman's entrance, not because of the standard of his material or his performance, but because he was underage. And since then he has mastered the craft of surreal improvisational comedy performance like no other. Please welcome Ross Markham Noble. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
The first gig, do you remember anything about that?
I do, actually. I remember the fact that, because they had a real problem with the licensing people, because it was in a bistro and there was a bar and they could only serve food. They could only serve alcohol
if people had food
as well. So no one under 18 was allowed in the venue, obviously, because they were serving alcohol. But then, so that's why I had to be smuggled into the gig. And in case, because the licensing people kept coming in and checking, I had to stand in the kitchen to watch the show and then come do the gig and then head back into the kitchen and sneak out the back way. And it was, they had a big pot of chili. They had like a chili con carne. And you'd walk in, you'd pay your money, you'd get your ticket, and they'd give you a paper plate with a dollop of chili con carne on it. And just like literally, like it was a prison cafeteria, you know? Like you'd walk in and just go.
And did it have that noise when it hit the plate?
That flop, yeah. And people would go, I don't want this. Why are you giving me a plate of horrible looking chili con carne? And the woman on the door had to go, well, it's the law, you have to have a meal. So these people would literally walk in with a chili con carne on a paper plate and just took it away. So the floor just used to be smeared with slippy meat. So there's me thinking, wow, I'm actually in show business. As I made my way to the stairs, I was sliding around on meat.
Has it changed? Yeah.
Well, now I insist on caviar smeared all over my dressing room floor.
Just a better class of slop, yeah.
Yeah, I've got shoes made of lobster, and I slide around in a lot of the half fashion. Yeah, it's changed in so much that I don't have to walk through meat to get onto the stage.
That's all that's changed.
That's all. That's
everything
changed.
Else is the same.
Everything else exactly the same. Yeah.
And your shows, they consist of a few notes. This is what you've said, and then reacting to that world, that environment that you inhabit when you're on stage. How dangerous is that? It must be dangerous.
Well, it's, you know, it's not bomb disposal, is it? It's not it's not really, it's not doing anything, you know. I'm not a tightrope walker, a trapeze artist. I think, like I said, I sort of get, you'd see what happens to me in the daytime, or see what's going on in my head, and I think, oh.
Do you know what else I read about you? I read that you were, is this true? I read it from the knowledge Bible that is Wikipedia.
Oh, let me guess. If you're going to ask me if I was a backing singer on the Biker Grove theme music.
No, not that one. Backing singer for the Cane Gang, the closest thing to heaven.
Yeah, the Cane Gang also did Biker Grove. They did the Biker Grove theme music.
Really? Were you on that?
No.
Okay, that's good.
It's an absolute... That's the thing about Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Is somebody just... And you know what? There's a lot of things that appear on there which I get... You know, I say, oh, we've got to take that off. That's just ridiculous. And then when they go, should we take that thing about the Cane Gang down? I go, you know what? No. Somebody's gone to a lot of effort to make up something which isn't so ridiculous. You go, well, that's not true. You know, if they said, oh, he had his leg removed and an elephant's leg amputated on, you go, that's clearly made up. But no, that's just close enough to the truth to make it sound plausible.
Right. So there's a thread there.
You know what? Leave that on there.
Okay.
There was the best Wikipedia one ever was there was some mates of mine in Australia on a radio show, but everyone, they had this theory that there was a TV presenter called Carl Stefano, and they reckoned he was a robot, so they encouraged everyone to change his Wikipedia page so that he was like facts about him being a robot, and it got to the point where so many people were going on his media page that there was a thing that came up that said, Carl Stefanovic, TV presenter, do not put anything on this Wikipedia page about him being a robot, like in big red letters, you know. Otto Stepanovic is not a robot, and anyone caught implying that he's a robot, because it was things like, Carl's favourite dinner is nuts and bolts. Carl cries tears of oil. And then, so there's this big long thing saying, do not to put anything robot related on Carl Stefanovic's page. But what they'd failed to realise is that the picture of him that came up was C-3PO.
What do you want us to put on your Wikipedia page? What's missing?
If you're going to put a lie up there, just put something that could be true. But I love doing that. I love starting things with genre. Like, I started this rumour in Australia, which is, people still believe this is true. I once started this rumour that George Foreman, you know, from the George Foreman grills, the boxer.
He boxed a bit as well, yes.
Yeah, but but he's mainly known for the grills nowadays.
Clearly.
That George Foreman, the boxer, has no fingerprints. And I started this as a rumour, and it got on all these boxing websites, and people got like really angry because I put this false story out there that he'd been denied access. He'd come to Miami Airport, and they'd denied him entrance to the country because his, the fingerprint recognition machine.
Yes, it didn't work.
Refused to register him as a human, and. And it got to the point where his thing got out of control. And the best thing I heard was somebody rang up and went, I've just bought a George Foreman grill. And it says on the box that he's got no fingerprints. and I was going, what? How is that possible? This was in Perth, Western Australia. But what had happened was a load of kids had got together and they'd made up these stickers, really nicely printed stickers that were speech bubbles, and it just said in the speech bubble, and by the way, I have no fingerprint. And they worked in like a big a big retail store, you know, a big electrical store, and all the George Foreman grills, they'd stuck on these speech bubbles saying, and by the way, I have no fingerprint. And people were buying this, just going, oh, why did you put that on these boxes?
So I take that out of the quiz for today, then.
Yeah, I would.
Don't use that. Okay.
Don't put that one in. See who who has no fingerprints, George Foreman.
Is Cramlington the ultimate in dullness? Cramlington, just to clarify, that's where you're from.
Yes, you know what? It's sort of. I sort of regret saying that a little bit, because no, it's not at all. It's just, it's a lovely place for families to grow up. But
what did the natives think when you said it?
Oh, well, the local MP was informed and he got a bit angry. No, it's not. But to be honest, before it became a big new town, they built all the big estates and everything. It actually had, the First World War, it had a Zeppelin. It was a Zeppelin base. And it's actually mentioned in one of the Biggles books. Biggles goes to Cramlington Air Base. So, you know,
You just research all of this after you were getting flack from
local MP? Yes, that is exactly
just
what I did.
Check, yeah.
And also as well, I'm now trying to... you know what else it's got now? It's got a cinema now, and it's also got the biggest landscaped representation of a naked human woman in the world. They took a load of an old bit of mine and they made this big, and it's odd because it's one of those things where from the air you see this representation of a naked woman, but when you're actually down walking across it, you're not quite sure where you are, you know?
Exactly where you're located. Yeah.
Well, it's disconcerting if you're having a picnic and all of a sudden you go, oh my God, we shouldn't be having a picnic here.
No, not but, in the belly know, button. No.
But the bushes are nicely trimmed, you know, so it's a lovely place to visit now.
Cramlington, home of the big woman and the Zeppelin.
Exactly, home of big women.
Ross,
I couldn't be misconstrued. But I'm also trying to start a campaign to have the dual carriageway outside my old school named after me. So, you know, I've got to try and big the place up.
And has that not happened yet? I'm surprised if it hasn't.
Taking a lot of time, but I'm hoping that the groundswell of local support will get behind the scheme. I'll pay for the signs. I just want to be able to drive into my hometown and for the sat nav to go, turn left on Ross Noble Way.
Ross Markham Noble Way.
That would not. They can't afford a sign that long.
Oh, okay. Just Ross Noble Way. I like that.
Yeah.
Even with a central reservation, do you? Would you be happy with that?
You know what? I would be, yeah. I mean, I wanted to come up on a sat-nav, but yeah, a roundabout. I wouldn't mind a roundabout.
Ross Noble roundabout.
Ross Noble's roundabout, you know.
In the Big Woman.
But again, Ross Noble roundabout just sort of sounds like a really bad quiz show idea. It's time for Ross Noble's roundabout.
Ross.
Yeah. Ross. I go around. Sorry, yes.
No. The show's this Thursday at the Waterfront Hall in Belfast. And the film, tell us about the killer clown again.
That's called Stitches, and that comes out. It's on general release on the 26th, but on the 25th, we're doing advanced previews and also a satellite link-up from the premiere where I'm going to be doing a Q&A where what we'll do is we'll have mobiles and Twitter and all that, so you can ring in and ask questions, and that'll be a nice sort of like a little bonus thing. And I think I believe this year, check local press for details. It'll be whatever your local multiplex is. Yeah. It'll be on there. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, you got double whammy there.
A big week in your life.
Certainly is. Yeah.
And I named this road Ross Noble Way.
Oh, that would be the crowning of it. But, you know, maybe it's next year.
Ross, always great to talk to you. Thanks a million for your time.
Oh, and good luck with your head.
Thanks.
All right.
Take care. Bye.
See you later. Bye. Bye.